Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh, ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
They just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the South. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in us. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture, what I'm swing, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hove did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hove did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy what the business is. We push your 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. So sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the bright niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dig. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is now. Oh, yes, he did.
Cause a nigga like a professor. I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga
tell
has some infirmity?
They say I'm picky cause all my bitches is busy. I'm in from vintage to vintage, smoking the Philly. Double dots to let the prayers to check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The photo we killing, the photo we spitting, my nigga, you know we infinite. Jumping in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a mega, but my bitch an immigrant. I got the boot, but no trembling. I on the plug, you the middleman. I never leave my nigga starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin. I got 50 bricks up in the trunk, and they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with two girls. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself? Let me know, I need some help. Don't keep that secret to yourself.
Bitches be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something, can't give her nothing but a couple hundred. She sucked up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses, baby girl you tripped.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know.
In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no,
why I came.
Go.
In this club with two girls. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
The hottest, hottest under the sun.
Ain't nobody fucking with me, man.
You already know that pimping.
Yeah.
Cash, money, breakfast, but dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. You already know that pimping.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable. Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
You're not me.
Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would feel like the house is pain. Let's go, niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs, and there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man. Hey,
you already know that, pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All
this time, never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they
couldn't
break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down,
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theirselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Thought
I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking nigga, damn. This shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life. Trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be
trying to keep me down.
What's good, y'all? Peace. Hope everybody doing good out there. I just wanted to tap in. Definitely under this. Not really under the weather. I really think I developed a severe case of sinus, and it's kicking my butt. But nonetheless, we had our webinar, or class, if you want to call it that, on Saturday. Is that correct? No, Sunday. It was Sunday. I'm out of it, y'all. 2 days ago. In any case, we had a good time, man. Rocked out. We shared quite a bit of information, quite a bit of resources. It's still somewhat fresh on the brain, so I guess for those that missed it, we'll do a brief recap. But I am not feeling the greatest, just being honest, and I realize that kind of zaps my energy, and I'm not able to really have these discussions the way I want to. So it's kind of draining. But nonetheless, we had a good time. We stoked the fire when we discussed the whole concept of the name change. And not only did we go into what the name change really is, what you're doing, and how they provide ways for us to go about changing your name, not only by just going to court or through the court process, but just in general. So we had a good time talking about that stuff, and we didn't leave them shorthanded. We made sure that they knew what the next steps were as a result of making those changes, gave them options, so everyone can chart their course. So tonight we're just going to do a quick review of kind of like that name change statute, and as it relates to Florida specifically, I'll read from there. And then I get out of here. I can't even breathe, y'all. So, let me see if I can pull that stuff up, and we'll just get right into it. Like I said, I'm not going to be too long. Just try to chop this up and get out of here. All right, y'all. Name change. What we do know is from the Florida statutes, they spell out how they would want for us to go about doing the name change. Now, here's what I want. Like, we do get it. We do understand that there's multiple ways to actually do something, right? It's not always just follow my way. There's no other way. And if you don't follow me, then you're going to be fresh out of luck and all of this other stuff. It really isn't that. But what it does come down to is are the steps that you are taking getting you the results that you're looking for. Now, unlike my counterparts, we try to pride ourselves on what's black and white. You have so many people that are invested in trying to show you black and white that we start to overlook the interpretation, if it's not just plain and simple, but the interpretations of these things. So we decided to share this with the community because everyone ultimately was trying to decide whether or not there's any benefit to changing their name, and if they do want to change their name, that they're being taught to go into court and change their name. Now, the reason why we try to help people to see that a name change is beneficial is because the way the name is currently set up, and people can argue upper, lowercase, all caps, and all these different things. At the end of the day, they own that name. You could say they're proprietors of that name, of that brand. And as long as you continue to use it as is, you are considered to be maximizing a misnomer, which is using a name, which is not your name. And that they were considered to be fraud. Now, this is a concept that sometimes people struggle with because they're not aware that the name denotes property. It's property to those that it was registered to. It's property to those that claimed it permanently. It's property to those that are so-called responsible for maintaining its permanent ownership. What are we left with if they have the permanent ownership of that name? What is property? How are we so-called individuals with property rights, right? Is what it comes out to you. So I don't do all the exciting go and, you know, repair your credit because I'll be encouraging you to utilize the name. We don't sit over here and tell you SF-181. That's utilizing the name. We don't teach you consumer law. That's utilizing the name. And then you have to be careful from those that say that they're teaching you privately. This is not a knock on anybody. I'm just saying, because I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'm just saying that at the end of the day, I can only teach from my experiences. And while sometimes we live vicariously through other people's experiences, I found, right, that it's more beneficial to me to actually teach from my personal experience, right? So let's talk about this real briefly. So 2014, when we decided to get into this information and I was encouraged to change the name, you could say that I was a little bit optimistic because I wasn't necessarily fond of my straw man name. So tell me to get rid of it, I was all for it. And I did that. Dumped that shit. Quit, fast, in a hurry. Now, up until I did the things that we're talking about, I have never had any issues standing as who I say I am, and not only standing as who I say I am, but also actually defending defending our property, so to speak, right? Because the only thing property is a right. It's a right. It's an interest in something. That's what property is defined as, a right, an interest. That's it. Oh, boy. So what I've learned is as long as I do not identify as the straw man, and this is not on no S word, this is not on no you need to look a certain way, you need to act a certain way, you need to do certain things. Just as long as you're able to separate yourself from the name that's on that birth certificate, right, then legally, they have no ability to engage with you. They really don't. So, again, forgive me because I wasn't even going to come on. I did this whole setup at the last minute, but I just figured we had such an excellent class that I wanted to be able to share some of this with y'all. But because I'm not feeling the best, I am feeling a little bit spaced out. So I'm trying to make sure that this is congruent for you, that it makes sense. So you separate yourself from the name, then there's no harm that they can put to you. They have to convince you to associate with that name. They want to attach things like joinder. They want you to operate under a misnomer. And they want to take full advantage of your lack of knowledge. So because we know better, I found it extremely, 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 extremely beneficial to separate the two entities. So whereas everybody is thinking that separation is done through a signature, making claims that they can't prove, such as a beneficial ownership or beneficiary or owner for that matter. none of these things will hold up because at the end of the day, we had property that was misrepresented when it was originally registered. But beyond the shadow of a doubt, your parents not only registered you, but they themselves became registrants, right? Creating securities. So everybody want to say the BC is a bond, the BC is this, the BC is receipt of the securities that are floating around. People want to say that there is no TDA, there is this, there is not that. At the end of the day, there is accounting, right, that exists on this particular agency, if you will, because it's a county agency that's been investing, flipping, recouping, ultimately increasing the so-called original investment. Now, it'd be hard for people to accept that we are living in actual virtual reality that is compounded by us in actual reality. But it's literally multiple things happening at the same time. I don't want to say it's only two of us and all this other stuff, because depending on what you subscribe to, you'll realize that there's so many different versions of the name, and they have and play their proper function. So as it relates to commerce, this is the virtual reality, the commercial world, where things are reflected and represented differently. So instead of a name identifying flesh and blood, you have names that identify 14th Amendment, right? You have corporations that fall into the same category as the 14th Amendment. So all of these things tie together is going to affect the bottom line. Let me just do this because I don't want to keep ranting. I don't feel like reading, but I need to. So Florida statutes, they do admit and change a name. It's easy for you to Google. They walk you through the steps that they want you to complete. The portion I want to get to is the portion that no one's really talking about. So they say the hearing on a petition for restoring a former name, so on and so forth. So number five, it says, on filing the final judgment. So who files the final judgment? The judge or the magistrate would issue this final judgment, and the clerk, it says here, the clerk of the court must. All right. Now, I like how in the public sense, they diversify the sentence, fuse us. And I didn't do this in the webinar this past Sunday. I should have, but I didn't. But I'll go over this another time. I think I was saving this for one of the upcoming webinars, which I need to start marketing. But in any instance, it says here, if the birth occurred in the state of Florida, so they'll have you assume, the way this is written, that the clerk of the court only affects final judgments on name changes that affect Florida residents, right? You were born here, right? So that's not true, though, right? So, but this is how they do it. So when I was growing up, and maybe some of you all can relate, and I was in school, one of the things they taught me is sentence structure. And they would teach this from the perspective of when you look at a sentence structure like this, where you have an opening statement followed by all these punctuations. You got on filing the final judgment, comma, the clerk of the court shall, comma, if the birth occurred in this state, comma. So what this means is, right, it would read officially like, on filing the final judgment, the clerk of the court shall, and whatever the court of the court shall do, they're going to do. But this interjection of the, if the birth occurred in this state, between these two commas, we were taught that if we omitted, meaning you took a pencil and you drew a line through it and didn't include it in the actual sentence, that it would read complete. And that's exactly how you have to look at this particular section. So when we omit, if the birth occurred in this state, we get to find out that the duty of the clerk of the court after every final judgment is to send a report of the judgment to the Office of Vital Statistics of the Department of Health. Now, notice that we're notifying the Department of Health. But who do they want y'all to go through for this update? The Office of Vital Statistics, which is cool. This is done on a form to be furnished by the department. So now if we're going to go back and say, okay, we can't omit that little piece because they actually told us that this little piece applies specifically to those that are born in this state. But it doesn't read like that. The question should be, if I'm not born in this state, what is the procedure? So we got to read further to find out what happens when you're not born in the state of Florida and you do a name change, all right? So the form, what form are they talking about, y'all? They're telling us there's a form, but what form are they referring to? They're not showing us the form. Nowhere in here have I read thus far the actual form. So let's go through it. The form must contain sufficient information to identify the original birth certificate of the person. Now, why is that important? The form is not necessarily being put together to register a new name or to record a new name. The form must contain sufficient information for them to find your original document. Why is that? Because there is going to be an attachment to the permanent fucking record when you go through the court.
You don't have to believe me. You just need to do your research and see how these things actually work. So what is this telling us? That at the end of the day, they want to identify the original birth certificate so they can attach, here it says, the new name and the file number of the judgment. So that's what's going to be amended to your birth certificate record or registration, better yet. So they say this report must be filed by the department. Now, notice they're talking about the department now, right? But we were talking about the clerk. But this report must be filed by the department with respect to a person born in this state and shall become a part of the vital statistics of this state. Now, why is this fucking chaotic? Because I keep asking people simple shit, right? I asked the class that we discussed on Sunday. I keep mixing up my days, but Sunday, I asked them, right, at the end of the fucking day, what truly are the benefits for going into court and allowing these people to change their name? But I narrowed it down. I came from the perspective of, can you register a birth certificate without a fucking name on it? And the answer is yes. Why? Because a birth registration is not a registration of what they want to consider a baby, a child, or an infant. But that's what they do. They register the child, the infant, the minor, right? But they do that from the perspective of they're just recording the vital event. Like, people have to understand just what that freaking means. Vital event. There are four vital events that they keep a record of. We stress and express this to you all that these reflect the birth vital event, the death vital event, the marriage vital event, and the divorce vital event, right? These are marriage certificate, birth certificate, death certificate, all certificates, all fucking certificates of an event, courting an event. If the event is not going to identify the people that are affected by that event. So once you fully grasp that, yes, you have the ability to register a birth certificate without having a name attached to it, then all of this is going to make sense to you, right? So if I don't need to do that, then why the fuck would I allow them to change my name so they can update that vital event? I just told you there are four types of vital events. So if we already had the birth registered, why are you updating the birth vital event registration to attach a name change that's not required to be attached to that fucking event? I hope this is helping you all to make sense, because this is the shit that I sit and I think about, and I'm like, this makes no fucking sense to me. Why would I want you to update a birth certificate to a vital fucking statistic certificate when it's not necessary nor effective? So this is the bullshit. With respect to a person born in another state, okay, now we're getting to it, the clerk of the court shall provide, and I didn't go into this, the petitioner with a certified copy of the final judgment. Now, why would you get a certified copy? Because of Rule 902. Rule 902 says that we can add these so-called actually, it's not said like that. It says, fuck, Rule 902 says that they'll take full faith and credit recognition of anything that is under seal, right? So when the court certifies that copy, it's now under seal, which means that it's prima facie saying is that now the fucking individual has the duty to take the certified copy back to their state and county and record it.
right? Full faith in Christ. I changed my name. Now I'm coming back to the so-called birth state, and I'm giving a birth state so the birth state can have this information just like they needed to do in a state that I wasn't born in, because this is what must be done. So what is that telling us? That regardless, and I'm going to break that down even further, regardless, your documentation is being updated. Now, I didn't show the class, and again, I wanted to save this more for, like, court, because that's where it's referenced, right? Where they pull up on the docket your straw man name, meaning the original name of the birth certificate, because they can't get rid of it. They can only fucking amend it. And then they put AKA the new name. And I've talked to so many different professionals, paralegals and so on and so forth, and people that are in the legal field who's come across this. I've even posted these things out in the past, because you can actually Google this shit, right? So it would be the duty of the person who's getting, the petitioner who's getting the certified copy, to run that final judgment back to their crib. So, all right, so we got vital statistics, so-called Department of Health. They're being notified. Now, notice they didn't give us the fucking form. This form I've already posted already. I've already posted the form. So before I go tonight, I'm going to read the fucking form. So the clerk of the court must, within 5 business days after the filing of a final judgment. Now, we're talking about must, right? Now, they're not saying shall here like how they normally do. This must be a typo, because they literally put fucking must, right? So it says after the 5 days, within 5 days, excuse me, after filing, they got to send a judgment to the Department of Law Enforcement on a form to be furnished by the department. Now, this is, it's either the same fucking form or it's a different form. But this is now a different agency that they need to engage with a form. Now, you would think that you have control over who gets to be notified, but you don't control their internal processes. When they say they must do it, the forms are being kicked. Now, let me give you a little fucking insight that nobody tells you about. The clerks of courts have a responsibility behind closed doors to talk to one another. So if I register something in fucking Miami, right? And it was meant to be, dealing with property, or it's tied to another state in any way, shape, or form. Wherever they they call it the port to where these things are registered, meaning property, they're going to notify the clerk closest to where that property is so-called registered. So it's not just you. You have no control over this. They're saying that these are forms that are provided that these people have to fill out and they must report on. All right, then they go into different codes because they're talking about the sexual offenders, Department of Law Enforcement of the name change. They can do it electronically, right? They just got to notify these fucking people. They got to notify Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. I was fucking up on the thing. I was interpreting that as a fucking DMV. I was like, DMV, but I keep forgetting that state troopers, right? We're just talking about the motherfucking local and state fucking police. So this is who they're notifying. So the Department of Law Enforcement, right, that's the agency where your fucking county or your court is located, and then they're going to notify all the motherfuckers that drive through the entire state that lock up everybody that's in their jurisdiction, right? So not only does that happen, but the Department of Law Enforcement must send the report to the respective state officer of law enforcement records or the office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So now they're talking about updating the fucking FBI. But I can't make this shit up. So miss me with all this bullshit, teachers, please. Miss me with this shit that you control the narrative of who's going to be notified, that you don't have to put it on this and you don't have to put it on that. My nigga, you had to, in the state of Florida, you had to go through the fucking law enforcement agency for fingerprints. So they knew when you were trying to apply for the fucking name change, and they're notified when that shit is completed. You ain't even had to go find out shit. They ain't tell you to go get a birth certificate. Why didn't they tell you to go get a copy of the fucking birth certificate before you change your name? Why didn't they tell you that? Let me read this fucking form to y'all, because y'all be thinking I'm fucking crazy, which I am. Oh, let me clarify, because this is the shit that y'all don't see. So let me read this. I'm gonna share this later on. But it says, and miss me if I'm fucking mistaken, right? We just came from this section in the statute, and this shit says, any judgment of change of name entered in this state. Now that motherfucker said any judgment. Any. So I'm going to put the form in. I'm going to put the form in the chat because I don't normally open up the chat, but, you know, I did. So I'm going to put the form into the chat so you can see for your fucking self. Yo, I'm a black and white type of ass nigga, right? I'm nigga. Huh? Huh? These niggas out here, I'm showing you everything. Nigga, I'm literally showing you everything. Stop playing with me. All right. So it says, this has been incorporated by reference and available from the department. They don't tell us which department this is. This is about legal change of name, y'all. This is about the actual court procedures. This is what they're talking about. So I put the form in the chat, and I got the fucking information in front of me that I'm reading. It says, upon receipt of the report, right, for the name change, when it's completed and certified by the clerk of the court, entering the name change on an order of name change entered by a court that they say has competent jurisdiction, the department, I don't know which department this is, but I know which one it is, shall, except in the case of a woman who has had her maiden name restored, right, case where the court directs the department to file a what? A new birth certificate, not an old one, a fucking new one, right? Or they want you to amend the birth certificate of the registrant by attaching the report to the birth certificate, hereby becoming a permanent part of that fucking record. Now, somebody fucking tell me. Somebody tell me that you control the narrative as to whether or not these people permanently attach this fucking report to your document. Now, I put it in the chat so y'all can put this in people's faces, tell them to stop fucking telling y'all lies. But because they don't know no fucking better, this is what they purport, and they little lackeys run around and do this shit. Now, notice nowhere did I fucking read any motherfucking thing that says, oh, you had to be born in this fucking state. It doesn't say that. It says any judgment of change of name entered into this. Oh, my fucking goodness. Are you fucking kidding me? It is automatic that you submit that form. It is automatic that you submit that form. So what does the fucking form say? Well, shit, let me see. Well, here we go, boo-boo. State of Florida, Department of Health, Bureau of Vital Statistics. I thought there was a fucking office. That's what they call them, Office of This. But now these motherfuckers are the Bureau of Health of Vital Statistics. Now, why is this important? Because y'all don't know all of this shit. These vital events are all coming into a clear recognition, for lack of a better term. And why do I say it's clear? Who do these motherfucking agencies report to? Who's the head boss? When they say bureau, you should already know. Huh? See, the people that take your census are the people that want to monitor your vital events. So the people that you are actually completing a census update when you allow the courts to provide this motherfucking report. Now, I don't normally talk like this, but I be feeling like because I don't talk like this, y'all don't be taking me fucking serious. So fuck anybody that want to tell you to go to court to go change your fucking name. My nigga, you're compounding the issue. There is no separation. There is no freedom. And they're going to lock you up under both the names. Now what, nigga? Now what? Now what? So what the form says? Report of name change. Docket number. Date of the court order. Name as decreed by the court. Name as decreed by the court. Notice that motherfucker is in all caps. The shit says name as decreed by the court. All caps, y'all. Then it says name of the petitioner. Name of the petitioner is in upper and lower case. All right, say no more. Petitioner's relationship to person whose name has been changed. Now, if that was a guardian, they're going to put all that shit in there. Mailing address of the petitioner or of an attorney or the attorney's mailing address. Now, signed and sealed. Now, the clerk has to sign this bitch and date it. And wait, lo and behold, they have the same fucking statute. Pursuant to section 68.07, specifically number 4. Now, let's see. They said specifically number fucking 4. The hearing on a petition for restoration. Is that the one? So, all right. What the fuck that got to do with nothing? But we're going to continue. Let's see what it says. The clerk of court shall, if the birth certificate occurred in this state. Notice it says 4, but that's in actual number 5. So that's even fucking wrong. On filing judgment, it says number 5. That's what it says. But on the form, it's incorrect. It says number 4. Go figure. This is why you got to read shit, right? So even their fucking form is wrong that they have the fucking clerk completing, or at least it's outdated. But this is their most updated copy. So all I'm saying is they cite 4, and it's actually 5. The form shall contain sufficient information to identify the original birth certificate. They tell you right on there. They tell you the name and the file number of the judgment. So what is on here? Name at birth. Oh, right here. This is where the birth certificate shit comes into play. Wait, you mean this is outside of the actual report? This is not signed and sealed under the clerk because the signature of the clerk is above this fucking report. Yo, I'm telling y'all, they fucking y'all over with these forms. So at the bottom of this shit, it says provide the following information to identify the birth certificate. Now, these people don't sign off on this. They want name at the birth, subsequent name change if you changed your name already, name, date of birth, place of birth, and then your full mother's motherfucking maiden name. Now, why don't they ask for your daddy's maiden name? I mean, for your daddy's name. Excuse me, not made a name. Why don't I ask for your daddy's name? Because I keep trying to tell y'all this is all about corruption of blood. Y'all got to fucks with me, man. I'm the little nigga that they don't want to shine. Why? Because I'm killing this shit. All I'm doing is sitting down and reading they shit, and I'm pointing out, picking out all the flaws in they shit. Plain fucking sight. Right? That's all I'm fucking doing. And these motherfuckers won't let me get to any audience. They won't let me connect with the people because all the people want is the recycled information. Now, if I didn't just prove to you all that there's no need to go to court to change your name, right, then you would have to say, well, shit, then if I do want to change my name, how do I do it? Well, a motherfucker will tell you that you can't do it. But I live this shit. Huh? I live it. So on that note, we got like a minute or two left. I'm not going to go any fucking further. I put this shit in y'all face. I let y'all know these motherfuckers is doing corruption of blood because lineage is never tracked through the mother. It's tracked through the daddy. Inheritance is not passed through the mother. It's passed through the daddy. You get what I'm saying? So this is, it's all in our fucking faces. Why do you all subscribe to this? I can't make this up. Now, what y'all want me to do is sit down and go find this for every fucking state, and I'll never do that. That I'll never do. You got your own fucking homework to do. You got your own responsibility to do. And like I said, even though we tore up the fucking name change on Sunday and I went overboard, we had a four and a half hour conversation, right, on that topic. And here I come back talking shit that I didn't even discuss in depth in the fucking class because that wasn't the point. The point was just to help you all to see that they have rules and regulations for you to change your name without going through court. That's the fucking point of the name change webinar. Right? So when I start talking about the fact that court is on paper and you don't need to go to court, then I'll prove that to you because we're talking about the actual legal process for changing a fucking name. What are we talking about? The court process, nigga, and they're fucking you over. They don't want me to talk to nobody. I got 10 seconds, y'all. On that note, I'm going to holler.
Peace.